97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy you're with us on a Monday morning, the 11th day of August. I am happy to be back from my week of vacation, a little rest and relaxation, and ready to get going again. And I was just happy, Kim, to come back and realize, I mean, did I miss any further indictments against Sam Page while I was gone?
No further indictments. Nope. Just the Clintons being subpoenaed.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know if Sam Page had gotten in any more trouble while I was gone or not. But here's the deal. He is, of course, the current county executive. And tonight there's going to be a big announcement at around 6 o'clock, officially kicking off the campaign for current council member Dennis Hancock, who's on the phone with me right now. And Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me, and welcome back from vacation.
Well, thank you. Looking forward to that, and ready to go tonight, because I'm going to help you kind of MC and kick things off out there at Helen Fitzgerald's tonight at 6 o'clock.
That's right. We announced a few months ago that we were going to be running, and tonight we start the take the first step on a journey of 1,000 miles, and we will hopefully we'll have a good crowd there. I think we're going to have a lot to talk about, and I think that people are going to like what I have to say.
Yeah, well, I mean, they say timing's everything. I mean, the last week or two have not been good news for the Page administration, but the problems related to Sam Page go back so many more years than that. I couldn't believe when he got reelected the last time. Looks like now he's going to face some primary competition for this race this year, so I guess we don't know 100% for sure that Page will even be your opponent in this race.
Well, we're going to run against whoever the Democrats decide to put up, and I think, you know, my experience is we run a campaign based on what we are going to do and worry about my messaging and worry about my record, and we'll let the Democrats worry about theirs.
Yeah.
And I'll put mine up against any names I've seen so far.
So what will you do? Because sadly, we've seen over the last number of years, St. Louis County has gone from more on the red side to kind of purplish to, in many cases, blue. How do you appeal to those voters as we've seen a shift?
Well, what I've noticed, Kim, is that over the last several years, there are a growing number of what I refer to as disaffected Democrats who are tired of watching their party leaders and the corruption that they bring to the table, and they're tired of watching their party move farther and farther to the left. And they need a home. And I'm reaching my arms out to them and saying, come over here and talk to us. We have similar messages. We have similar belief systems and similar philosophies. So let's see where we can find some common ground with those folks and get them on our side.
Yeah, we're talking to County Councilman Dennis Hancock, kicking off his campaign tonight for the Republican nomination for St. Louis County Executive. And Dennis, I mean, I think it's worth pointing out here that between you and Mark Harder, Mike Archer, you guys have developed a pretty good working relationship with a couple of the other Democrat members of County Council. I mean, there's been a lot of cooperation there because it's sort of been a united front, it seems, against the aggressive stance of the Page administration on some key issues.
Well, and I think that's exactly right, Mark, and that kind of goes to what I was just saying. I think that, you know, when you look at those folks, their value systems are not that different than ours. You know, there are always going to be things we're not going to agree on, but on about 95% of the things we do agree on. And we all understand that we have to get our fiscal house in order in the county. We can't keep spending at a deficit and expect to maintain services. We all get calls when the streets don't get plowed in the wintertime. We all get calls about potholes that don't get fixed. And we all get calls when there's a big announcement about a company shutting down or even small companies shutting down and losing jobs. And so we all worry about those same things and how are we going to get there. And so what we find is that, you know, the six of us on the council that tend to agree on these issues, and we work together to try to come up with good solutions.
Yeah,
that works for everybody.
That's a good point. There may be people, I would imagine, listening to us, Dennis, who don't remember that you served 12 years as Mayor Fenton.
That's correct, from 2001 to 2013, and probably one of the biggest highlights of that time was in 2006 when the state Department of Economic Development published a survey that showed that the city of Fenton had more full-time jobs per resident than any city in the state of Missouri. That's a number I'm very proud of, and it's one that an experience that I can bring to this county executive's office, because the big thing we have to do is stop the flow of jobs to other parts of the region and out of St. Louis County.
Well, I look forward to a refreshing approach to government in St. Louis County. It just seems like there's so much secrecy and trying to evade accountability by Sam Page. Hearing the name Stinger and now the name Page, hopefully people are going to remember that those two things are connected and that there's an opportunity here for a new direction.
Yeah, I don't think people want to hear the adjective indicted in front of the name of their county executive anymore. And that's the one thing that I've managed to do throughout my whole career in politics is avoid those types of scandals and to make sure that I put the needs of the people first. And that's the plan I have for going into this race, and the message that I hope to get out is that this county belongs to the residents of the county. It doesn't belong to the politicians. And we have the privilege and the responsibility to do the best job we can to make sure that we do everything for them to make their lives better, make their sure that their kids have a great place to live and work, and you know that they want to stay here when they grow up.
Quick question related to Prop B, because obviously that's what the Sam Page indictment centers around, was he was trying to push back on council being able to essentially get rid of some of these department heads that he had put in those positions who were doing terrible at their job. Let's just say you were to win as county executive. Would you support Prop B? Because you did support Prop B, right? It just didn't pass.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Kim. And, you know, if that's what the council feels like they need to do, then yeah, I don't see any reason not to support it. And if I supported it as a member of the council, I'm going to support it as a member, as a county executive.
Sure.
I would hope, though, that I would be doing my job as county executive and not have to worry about the council doing something like that.
Yeah, it's a good point. Well, this is open to the public tonight, right, at 6 o'clock?
It is. The doors open at 6, and we hope to see everybody there.
Yeah, it'll be at Helen Fitzgerald's, of course, down there on South Lindbergh, near Lindbergh and Watson, if you want to show up tonight. And I'm going to be there, and we'll be kicking this thing off and wishing Dennis the best of luck. Dennis Hancock, thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you.